You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. What I want, you've got, it
might be hard to handle. Bricks, outrageous claim for this week, quite simply. I can't stand the NBA's, or the ESPN's NCAA college tip-off marathon. 24 hours of college ball in pre-Thanksgiving November. We're too early, we're too much, we're saturating the market. The time we don't need it. It's just, it's bumming me out, man.
I have to agree with you. I don't have a problem with them doing it. You know, the season has to start sometime.
You have ESPNU for a reason.
College basketball is the greatest argument for the BCS ever. The regular season in college basketball is a joke. I can't get into it. I'd like to get into it.
Right. By the way, that Washington loss to UAlbany, and credit to the Great Danes for going out and beating Washington. But that should be a body blow to the program. Like if you lose to UAlbany, if you're a Pac-10 school, you lose to UAlbany, that should be a body blow. It's not. Nobody's gonna remember.
No.
The only person who's going to remember is Joe Lenardi 4 months from now when they're doing bracketology. He might mention, if they're on the bubble,
right,
they lost to UAlbany in November, but it's not that big a deal. It was November.
There are only a couple things. Listen, it's great when you start seeing like who's going to be the Kevin Durant. I really watch regular season basketball or college basketball. I watch the next level stars. When I start hearing, you know, this guy at Texas or this guy at Villanova is going to be great, then I'm going to watch that guy because it's cool. But all your top teams are going to make the NCAA tournament. It's just whether they're going to be a 1 seed or an 8 seed.
Mm-hmm. College ball should have to start like after college football ends.
Just
not have it until January. Then we can start up, have a condensed season.
That's exactly when I get into it in January. That gives me my 2 months. Because, listen, I don't have a team. That's another thing.
Right.
When I don't have a team, it's tough for me to get as invested in the sport.
Yeah, I'm not watching Texas A&M basketball on a Tuesday night.
Right.
I'm not.
A lot of people in this area love Syracuse. I like Syracuse. I root for them, but I don't get behind them like I get behind my Mets, my Knicks. And,
mm-hmm.
But in January, that's when because then you've weeded out who's really good. Then I can watch and give, you know, have my own litmus test, my own eye test.
Right.
And figure out my strategy for winning the big money.
Right, but let's just be honest. The college basketball season really, I mean, we might start watching in January. It starts with the Big East tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like the last year of the Big East tournament, last couple. But it starts with the Big East tournament, goes through the NCAA tournament, and then, you know, that's it. I'm not getting jazzed up for 24 hours of college ball in November. I got like other things to do.
Right.
I got Christmas presents to buy. There's other TV to watch. We're in the middle of sweeps. I'm watching other TV.
I might have it on. Be like, oh, that white guy just popped a three. Good for him. That's all college basketball is in the regular season. White guys popping threes. Will this team go undefeated? 22 games in, they lose. Okay, fine.
Right.
Talk to me in November.
And one good Duke-Kentucky game. There you go. That's it. College ball in November boils down to the aircraft carrier game and one other game.
And
they didn't even have the aircraft carrier game this year because there's some moisture in the court.
And Tom Izzo in a Hawaiian shirt. That's the three things.
That's it. So just knock it off. Apparently not that outrageous of a claim since we both vehemently agree.
Completely agreeable claims with Joe Bianchino.
We'll circle back to a couple.
You know, it was an outrageous claim. How outrageous was it that Reggie Bush had the audacity to not only say what we've all been thinking, but say it on radio, Buffalo chicks are beat.
Yeah, that's a body blow for the folks from Buffalo.
Man, that hurts.
It's like, your team's not great. Winter is descending, which is never a great time in Buffalo because you got to deal with like 400 feet of snow. And Reggie Bush is calling your women out.
Can't you just see like...
That's rough.
Stacy at the, you know, she's pressing metal. He said what?
And not even like Stacy with an I, where it's like, here, that is Stacy with a Y.
That is, that's a big time Y. Listen, obviously,
once again, Reggie Bush going out in the media saying what we want to hear from Reggie Bush. Not pulling any punches anymore.
He really isn't. Gotta give credit to Reggie. Listen, I know plenty of B-Lo babes. Just bombshells from B.O. You can't really tell because they have so many layers on usually.
Right, the winter coats don't help.
Yeah, the fact that they're buried underneath lake effect snow. Listen, beautiful chicks in Buffalo. We kid here at the Cover 2. Reggie Bush, however, did not kid completely serious. Go get them, B-Lo, tonight. Who you got tonight?
I think I will take the Bills, if for no other reason than if my prediction for Bills playoffs is to come true, it's got to happen soon. I expect this is going to be one of those Thursday night games that nobody expected anything of, but I think it's actually going to be a really good game. Miami is going to try and rebound off of a disaster last week against the Titans.
I think there's entertainment value here. You know, I look at C.J. Spiller and Reggie Bush as very similar backs. Took them a while to figure out they have to go north-south 90% mm-hmm. of the time and then use their explosive lateral plays in a different style than they could when they were running for 298 million yards yep. against Fresno State. I think that those guys are entertaining. I think the Bills are somewhat entertaining, at least trying to figure out what the heck, why they're so bad. You got Ryan Tannehill. This will be an interesting game.
This is one of the better Thursday night games
that I will watch most of. The last two I've had a difficult time tuning into.
Hey, your boy Tyler Bray, quarterback at Tennessee.
My boy Tyler Bray.
I don't know. I'm assuming he's your boy.
if you have to tell me who he is, he's not my boy.
Yeah, he was asked this weekend, he's asked some point about a loss that his team had, and he said, "quote yeah. I'm paid to win football games."
Love it.
Tennessee, college quarterback, I'm paid to win football games. Probably not something you want to say. He clarified, I mean, well, in the SEC, we call scholarships getting paid. Not sure that's true, but sounds okay.
Listen, if Tennessee is paying players, they need to pay them more. Tennessee is abysmal.
Hire a headhunter and go after better ones.
Go get what's-your-face. Go get Tubby Tuberville back. By the way, there's nobody named Tubby that looks more like they should be named Tubby than Tubby Tuberville. I like Tennessee, to be honest. I really like those orange uniforms.
You like Tennessee, but you can't tell me who their quarterback is?
No, I knew who he was.
All right.
I wish Tennessee was relevant for some reason. I like Tennessee, but they're awful. Their coach is out the door. They need to make a big splash of a hire, and they need to get a hire that's not going to bolt after one season.
Yeah.
You know, i.e. Lane Kiffin.
Right. Speaking of getting paid, Mike Shanahan had about $3,000 in his wallet this week in Pittsburgh, or a couple weeks ago in Pittsburgh, stolen. Somebody broke into the Redskins locker room in Pittsburgh and stole Shanahan's wallet. Pittsburgh, you're better than that. I expect this.
Pittsburgh is not better than that.
I expect this sort of thing from Philadelphia. Come on, you're Pittsburgh.
Okay, it's not a very long commute. If I were an Eagle fan, I'd maybe go catch a Steelers game as well. Try to drown my emotions.
Try to distance myself from this.
The hell is Shanahan doing with $3,000 in his wallet?
It's hard out there for a pimp.
How do you sit down with $3,000
in your
back
pocket? That's a good point. Do you think he goes trifold? I've never been able to go trifold.
Do they make $1,000 bills and I'm just too poor to even know it exists?
Shanahan might. Snyder might just be printing $1,000 bills and handing them out to people.
$1,000 bills. That means the smallest he could have is $3,100 bills in his pocket. You can't bend that. You can't bend that wallet.
Sometimes you got to tip.
Does he?
Right, you got to tip.
Does
people.
He rock a fanny pack?
I got to be honest. I would have expected Shanahan to be a money clip guy over a wallet guy.
You can't. That's three K and a money clip.
You can't clip $3,000. That's got to be a pretty big money clip.
It could
You're
be
right.
a man purse guy.
I don't think so. I wouldn't think man purse.
If you have
purse.
$3,000 on your persons, you're definitely not a wallet guy, unless your wallet does some stuff that my wallet just does not do.
Well, your wallet doesn't do much.
That's true.
Neither does mine. Shanahan's got problems we ain't never heard of.
It gathers dust. Yeah, you know?
yeah. By the way, what great problem to have. Oh, man, I don't know how to carry my $3,000 in cash. That's a bummer. It's like half my net worth there. Speaking of big money, as we wind this show to a close, there's a dude in England who's making 90 grand a year playing bar trivia.
That's impressive. That guy is very smart.
What is your ridiculous talent? That's one of those things that, like, how did you get that good at bar trivia? That should probably be a look in the mirror moment. Except you're making 90 grand a year. So how can I say that? What's your absurd skill? Other than your sweet rapping skills, Dadalek.
Well, that's up there. That's up there. I'm a phenomenal freestyler. Obviously, sports talk radio skills are just through the roof.
But we all know that one.
I don't know if I have. I can wiggle one ear at a time.
That's a money making venture.
That's
right
not going to make me 90K a year.
No, probably not.
Not even going to make me a Shanahan 3K. How about yourself, Joby? Other than growing growing some of the greatest growing flow sweet of all time.
Yeah, growing sweet locks. I'm sadly good at 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
It's 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. You're obviously not that good. Or you're so good you could a degree
Pretty
off.
Sure it's six. And I don't need seven. I don't need seven. I don't need 10. I need six. And get it done. I need two.
You need 2 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
2 degrees. That's an overstatement.
Okay, so can I throw a person out right now?
Go ahead. It can't be like some random dude who's only in a movie you've seen.
You're right. It is 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Damn. Okay, fine. Nick Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Thought we were going to get a Cage reference in there.
We got it, baby. Another one. Nicolas Cage was in Face Off with John Travolta. That's one. He was in, John Travolta was in Swordfish with Halle Berry, who was in Monster Ball with Billy Bob Thornton, who was in Armageddon with Michael Clark Duncan, who was in Green Mile with Tom Hanks, who was in Apollo 13 with Kevin Bacon.
Wow. It's cover two. That was impressive.
Check us out on the Cover 2 Facebook page. Search Cover 2 Radio on Facebook. Follow Bricks on Twitter at Game on Bricksy. Me on Twitter at Joe_1045. And catch us this Sunday, 11 a.m. on 104.5 The Team ESPN Radio. Have a good one, everybody. We out.